hope you guys have had a good week. If you want to take out your outlines, I didn't think my message was as long as it was. Those circumstances. Pow. I got to tell you, when somebody blesses me some way after I insult them, this week at school, work, who looks like they're feeling left out? Who looks like they're being overlooked? The silliest things get the greatest applause. And the greatest acts of love go on. God's applause. Reckon how God's applause sounds. I believe it sounds like hope. I believe it sounds like freedom. That's what real power does. That's what gentleness and meekness does. It changes things. It changes things. Real power changes things. Real power doesn't one up. Real power doesn't make you right. Real power doesn't make you win the argument. Real power changes relationships. That's what real power is. What I love about the gentleness and the meekness that Galatians 5, 22 and 23 talks about is it's not something you're born with. It's not a personality trait. It's something that's learned. It's something from God. Not learned, but it's a gift from God. You can have it. You can have this power. Now, to make this work, I want you to do two things. I'm closing it up right now. I'm sorry I've taken so long. But I want you to, number one, I want you to focus on progress and not perfection. You see what I'm saying? If you try to do all this, you're going to make three steps forward and two steps back. Just know that God's working on it. I'm telling you. I want you to give each other permission to just notice some progress this week. That you may not be perfect this week, but make some progress. And the second thing, maybe even the most important, is I know I gave you five exercises, but focus on one of them. What's one of the five areas in here that you need work on? You know, some of y'all say, well, I need all five. Focus on one this week. Just circle it and let that be your kind of your devotional in the morning. Just focus on one this week. What do you need to work on? Am I understood? Is that all right? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who modeled meekness. I thank you that every one of us want to live inherit the earth kind of life. But it's hard. It's hard when we're insulted. It's hard when we feel like we're overlooked. That's just not fair. This stuff happens just not fair. But God, I pray that we let it go. That we let these things go and we let you, God, take care of all the unfairness. That it's not up to me to right the world. It's not up to me to be right in every argument. That it's okay if we just don't argue. That it's okay. And most of all, Lord, help me to keep my focus on eternity. And not settle for the world's applause. That all of it's fine and dandy, but my focus is on eternity. Thank you, God, and it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.